Hey, hey, everybody. Kay Bellows here. So excited to bring this episode to you. I actually dive a little bit deeper into the episode that I did from a few weeks ago on beliefs and thought patterns. And I just really talk about how they create a reality and share with you some things that you can do to help shift your beliefs and your thoughts to be in a more positive state and just really create change in your life. And I do share some personal things as well that I've struggled with and what I do to shift out of that negative thinking pattern or cycle, and how I've used these techniques to really shape and transform my life as well. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. I hope it brings you some value. Please don't forget to rate and review. It does mean so much to me, and it lets me know that you are liking and getting value from this podcast. So with that, I'm going to dive right in. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 15 of K-Talks. I can't believe it's episode 15 already. Oh my goodness, where does the time go? I'm your host, Kay Bellows, and today I actually wanted to dive deeper into an episode that I did a few weeks ago on beliefs, because this has just come up a lot over the past few weeks, not only for myself, but I've noticed others struggling with this as well. And because in my line of work, I talk to a lot of people day in and day out from all walks of life, and I just noticed that it's just the same things that are coming up and just really holding people back. So I wanted to go deeper into it, and this time to share a little bit more of my personal story and how this has affected my life and what I do to shift out of it. So I personally have been going through some major shifts this year, these past few months. Even these past 10 years, if I'm just being honest. The work never really ends, but this past month specifically, I've just really been catching myself more and more, being more aware of like the stories that I've been telling myself, and some are good and some are terrible. Some are just not good at all. And, they're really self-sabotaging actually. And it's very interesting. We've got all of this programming in us, and these beliefs and these paradigms, they're formed from such a young age in us. And, you know, they're just constantly going off in our minds. And I wanted to share some insights because, like many of you listening, I'm sure you've had some major challenges in your life. Maybe you've been in some dark places. I know this year has been challenging for a lot of people. And I don't know if you can relate to this, but have you ever been stuck in a situation or a bad place in your life and nothing seems to be going right, and just more bad things seem to happen? Like, it's just this never-ending cycle, and you don't know how the heck you're going to get out of it. So this actually happens because our thoughts create our reality. And what we think about, we actually bring about. And what we focus on really does expand. And I don't know if you've ever noticed, like, when you wake up and, you know, for example, you stub your toe on the side of your bed, and maybe you burn your tongue from your coffee, or someone calls you with bad news and you're like, oh my God, like, what else is going to go wrong today? And you're just like waiting for more bad things to happen. So they do, they show up, because that's what you're focusing on. And now you're in a negative vibration and you're frustrated. So even just the little things that, you know, maybe if you were in a more positive mood, maybe wouldn't upset you. But because you're in this negative vibration and you're focusing on all of this, these bad things, you're bringing more of that situation into your life. And like, for example, if you're thinking about your crappy job, or that you just can't seem to get ahead, and maybe you're having trouble losing the weight, or you're in a lot of debt and that's all you can think about. Maybe your business isn't growing as fast as you'd like it to. You're just going to continue to attract more of those things, because you're on a certain frequency. And, you know, we're going to just attract that same frequency back into our lives. So we've really got to be aware. We've really got to be on guard, just protecting our minds and feeding it with positivity, with gratitude. I like to call it, well, I actually got this from one of my mentors, but he says, you know, you got to give yourself a brainwash every day. And honestly, it just couldn't be more right. You know, because there's just so much negativity and propaganda and old programming and paradigms out there that, you know, we really have to work hard to get ourselves into a good mindset. And it's definitely an everyday thing, because that negativity can sink in and it can take over our lives and it can keep us stuck. So, and no one wants to stay stuck. I don't know about you guys, but I certainly don't want to stay stuck. So for true change to really occur, we must shift internally. We have to focus on gratitude and abundance for the things that, you know, focusing on the things that we do have in our lives, the things that we do want in our lives. You know, the fact that we do have a job right now that can help pay the bills while we work on our side hustle. We have food, we have clothes to wear, we have a bed to sleep in, we have our family and our friends. And that helps to shift us into a higher vibration. And gratitude is actually one of the highest frequencies that we can vibrate at. So I love personally to start my day with gratitude, because it just helps me get into a good positive mind, just to take on the day. And we also just must imagine ourselves as our best selves, living our best lives in the present moment, telling ourselves a different story instead of just letting the negative thought patterns take over. Because, you know, once one negative thought pattern comes in, it seems to kind of spiral downwards. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but that happens to me too. Like even today, I had a few situations come up and I just found myself like slipping into a negative thought pattern and just feeling like, oh my gosh, like I have this to do or I have this to do. And just focusing on the negative as opposed to looking at the positive side of things. So we really have to work hard to just shift that and tell ourselves a different story and feel as if we're already financially free and earning, you know, I don't know what your goals are, but I want to earn 7+ figures, and focusing on we have a happy and successful relationship, that we're in the best shape of our lives, that we're healthy, we're already living in our dream home. Got a dream home in Bali. I got a dream home in BC. It's already done. And when we feel in the state of abundance, this helps to change our state, our beliefs, which changes our attitudes, and it drives our action, and action drives our results, and our results drive our lifestyle. So I'm going to share a bit of a personal story about how this has held me back, and also how through practicing self-awareness and positive affirmations, this has helped me and is allowing me to change and shift my life. And don't get me wrong, like this isn't easy work. Like, we must be disciplined and make a decision. But change is definitely possible. You know, because for years I was stuck in victim mode. And sometimes if I'm not careful, I can easily just fall right back into it. I used to constantly think about everything that was wrong all of the time. Like I was consumed by my thoughts. My brain was just going a million miles a minute. In fact, at that time I didn't quite have the full awareness to know that I'm not my thoughts, and then I'm actually the consciousness that is behind the thoughts. So I would just focus on my problems and the things that I didn't want to happen, and just focus on all the lack in my life. You know, the fact that I didn't have a lot of money, that it was hard to make money, that I was having trouble losing weight. They live inside of their thoughts and inside of their minds, and they're just completely identified with the voices, and there's just all this chatter going on and all of this negative self-talk, and they have no idea. And I struggled with an eating disorder for half of my life, and I would just hate on my body for how it changed, and the fact that it was very hard for me to feel normal again and lose the weight after competing in bodybuilding. And I just didn't know, like, if I didn't see a separation from myself and the disease, like, it consumed me. And I was consumed by negative self-sabotaging thoughts just all of the time. And I was deeply suffering. And the thing is, the majority of people, and, you know, we wonder why our lives aren't changing, why things don't seem to be getting better, and just blaming our life situation on things. I did a lot of personal development. I continue to do it every single day. Lots of therapy and working with an NLP, a neurolinguistics practitioner. And we actually went in and rewired my thoughts. You know, specifically, I saw her for my eating disorder, but it shifted so many other things in my life. And doing that has helped me to be more disciplined and be more careful with my mind and what I choose to believe. And it's really helped me gain more self-awareness. So I was actually able to start to shift my mind to just focus on the good and focus on the things that I want to happen in my life as if they're already happening in the present moment. And I'm not saying this all to boast about myself or anything, but just to share that it is definitely possible to change and to shift. We need to have the awareness of what's happening, and we need to make a decision to change and work towards a better life and just show up every day and do the work, because it's not easy. But when things start to shift, you notice, you know, you're noticing positive changes and things are flowing better and you're attracting the right people and the right opportunities into your life, and you start to feel more happy. Like, it's 100% worth it, guys. Blaming our life situation on things outside of ourselves, when in reality, we are exactly where we are because of the thoughts that we think and the decisions that we've made. And whether we want to admit that or not, at some level, we are okay with it. We accept it. We tolerate it because we're used to it. The suffering is almost comfortable, and, you know, we don't know anything different. And there are many layers to this psychologically as well. And I could totally just go off on a tangent right now, but I will just try and stay on course here. We trap ourselves in these mental cages, but we don't realize that we are the ones that actually hold the key to setting ourselves free. So I'm going to just repeat that as well, because I think it's just really powerful. We trap ourselves in these mental cages, but we don't realize that we are the ones that actually hold the key to setting ourselves free. So I want you to just let that sink in there. Because we do have the power to change. We do have the power to transform and have a different life, but it starts with making a decision. And for me personally, over the past 10 years, I've done a lot of self-discovery. I've had several spiritual awakenings, and it started in my early 20s. But it was very much a battle, and the ego, the old programs just kept trying to hold on and hold me down. And they still do sometimes come up. Like I said, this is everyday work. It never goes away. It's a constant progression. And the key is to feeling happy in the now instead of waiting for some external thing to show up, because it's not going to actually show up until we get our internal world right. So I know I spoke a little bit about this in the episode from a few weeks ago, but a way to start shifting our beliefs and our thought patterns is by doing constant state repetition of information. So I do this through affirmations every single morning and writing my goals. And because now I'm taking it from my mind and I'm putting it onto paper, which is putting it into reality. So it's not just something in my mind anymore. It is now here in this reality. Our beliefs, they're actually made up of things that we see that we feel and we experience. So if we can shift what we feel and can imagine a better life for ourselves, and we focus on our goals and we focus on abundance and focus on the positive, it will shift our paradigm. And that will soon become our reality, because we must focus on what we do want to happen, what we do want to come to fruition in our lives, and just remind ourselves every single day we need to block out the negativity, block out the noise, block out the naysayers, block out the haters. We got to protect our mind. We got to protect our energy. You know, people are threatened by success because it reminds them of what they've given up on, of what their failures are. And that's really uncomfortable for them. So we do need to just protect our energy and take advice only from people whose lives that we aspire to have. So I do have a challenge for you as we wrap up here with this solo episode. And I'm actually doing this with my team right now. And I want you to listen to this short audio every single morning while you're driving to work or getting ready. It's called The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale. And listen to this audio every single morning for 30 days. And if you don't already do this, I highly, highly recommend that you write down your goals and affirm them as if they've actually already happened. Because that's going to remind you of your goals, what you're waking up for, what your purpose is. And, you know, if you haven't found it yet, maybe this will help you realize that. But by reaffirming to yourself your goals and affirming through constant space repetition with positive information, you're going to be so amazed, guys, at how much this is going to shift your life, how much this is going to shift your thinking. I promise you. So that's all I wanted to share with you for this solo episode. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode of K-Talks, and I'll see you on the next one. We become what we think about most. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of K-Talks. Please hit that subscribe button for a chance to get a shout out for Subscriber of the Week. And also please write a review and let me know what you loved about this episode. I do really want to hear from you and create content that you love and enjoy listening to. It would mean the world to me if you could please share with a friend. And don't forget to tag me at KBellows on social media so I can see you're listening and reach out and connect with you. Until next time, I'll see you later.